Memorial Day weekend is almost upon us, the unofficial kickoff for summer and the season of getting outdoors and playing on a regular basis. It is also the weekend of the Rogue World Music Festival, no longer the Ashland World Music Festival. Ashland is still a site, but there are also events planned for Talent in Medford, featuring music from around the world, from here in the valley, from not just music, but also spoken word performances and more. Anna Byers is the Rogue World Music Executive Director and our guest once again. Welcome, Anna.
Hi, thank you for having me.
It is a pleasure. Lonnie Flora is with us as well from the Ashland Parks and Recreation Commission, which is a partner for the Rogue World Music Festival. Welcome, Lonnie.
Thank you.
So, Anna, tell us about the expansion this year and then the rebranding and what you've taken on here.
We are so excited to have this next level of the vision that was initially put together by our steering committee back in 2019. Creating a community event that centers public arts, builds community, and being able to weave together a number of the towns in the valley by placing events for the festival in each of those towns and creating, you know, that circular exchange. All of these cities have such strong senses of identity and place. We wanted to be sure to spread the love and spread the connection and the community building.
And Lonnie, Flora, which venue in Ashland, venues in Ashland, if there are plurals, are involved in this?
So our Sunday event will be at the Bandshell in Lithia Park. So that's where this event was born.
And our Monday event will be at the OSF Green Show stage on the Bricks.
Okay, so why don't you give we'll get into the individual acts as we go along here, Anna, but break out the days, if you would, because this is a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday thing.
Yeah, so Friday, we've got two events happening in Medford, both at Pear Blossom Park. Saturday, we've got two events happening in Talent, both at the Commons Library Park, there between the Talent Library and Talent City Hall. There's a great little outdoor stage at that park. And then Sunday and Monday, we have events happening in Ashland.
Okay. And you mentioned the Oregon Shakespeare Festival for day two of that. All right. So Medford on Friday the 24th, percussion workshop. Is that just for professionals or can anybody show up for that?
No, we always welcome people of all experience levels, all ages. This year is going to be really amazing. It's body percussion, so no drums are needed. And it's all based in a really fantastic and powerful tradition of gumboot dancing from South Africa.
Gumboot dancing with John Mambira. I see that. What is gumboot dancing?
Well, it arose in South Africa. There was a lot of enforced labor in mines. There's so many languages in that part of the world. And not only is there a real diversity of languages, but actually speaking to each other was not allowed. And so this form of language that transcended words and transcended barriers of all sorts arose as a way for folks to communicate, connect, and ultimately like lift themselves through and above this oppressive environment and system that they were in.
Wow.
And now it's a form of celebration and still looked at as a real symbol of unity and resilience.
Wow, so born from oppression, but a symbol of joy now.
Yeah.
All right. We are talking to Anna Byers, the executive director of the Rogue World Music Festival, which is using its name as the Rogue World Music Festival this year, with events in Medford, Talent, and Ashland over the Memorial Day weekend, Friday through Monday. Lonnie Flora from Ashland Parks and Recreation is with us as well. So we just talked about the Pear Blossom Park Percussion Workshop. That's Friday. And then about a half an hour after that is a concert, and Dirty Cello is the band we want to hear from first.
And now... The Jimi Hendrix of the cello.
Double hay, solid my brain. the same. Acting funny, I don't know why. Excuse me while I kiss the sky.
Never thought I'd hear that song on a cello, but... but there we are. Dirty Cello does a lot of fun stuff. There are many different clips I had to choose from there.
Yeah, they're super fun, and they do a blend of like rock and roots music, especially with the, and they're like replacing the electric guitar or the banjo, depending on the type of music you're listening to, with a cello. So super fun.
All right, and that's on stage at the Pear Blossom Park Concert Stage in Medford on Friday. The 24th, followed by Renegade Orchestra, and then we move on to Saturday, the Commons Park, Library Park in Talent, and you have music, certainly, Songweaver's Circle and a singing workshop with Ruth Hoffaker, but then Heartbeat Stories. This is all just spoken word stuff?
Well, so we've got a blend of musicians participating on our main stage the following day, sharing stories and songs connected to the theme of home. And then we also have residents from here sharing stories as well. So we've got, you know, John Mambira.
From the Gumboot Dancing, sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one of the members of Suffering, Yelena Velarevnia. I always mispronounce that name, and I'm so sorry. All musicians performing, sharing the story. But then, you know, we've got, like, really incredible local folks sharing as well. So, and a really cool thing happening this year is that Southern Oregon PBS is going to be filming this entire event to air it as a special program next April.
Oh, okay. So it's going to sit in the tank for a year, but okay. So not live, but recorded for future use.
Yeah.
All right, and then we get to the big event, which is the Sunday at the Lithia Park Bandshell. And Lonnie Flora, you've seen this event for a few years. I mean, how big a draw is this? How many people end up showing up for the Rogue World Music Festival?
Well, gosh, you know, we started out in 2016. It was a pretty small, modest event. And, you know, it grew from a couple hundred until right before the pandemic. You know, we were starting to see thousands of people coming out to the event, and once we returned, it didn't really seem like we missed that much of a beat. You know, we're seeing, you know, we're hoping upwards of, you know, 3 to maybe more, you know, thousands of people coming through the park and stopping by, you know, maybe discovering it, but hopefully, you know, coming to the park for the event itself and staying for the whole thing. And so we're really excited. Weather looks really good. So yeah, we're hoping to have a really good turnout.
Rogue World Music Festival, the topic here on the Jefferson Exchange. That's Lonnie Flora from the Ashland Parks and Recreation Commission, which is the foundational partner for the event. Anna Byers is the executive director of Rogue World Music. Now I'm mispronouncing your name, Anna. So let's talk about the Sunday performances. So you got 6 hours of stuff, some local, it looks like.
Yeah, we've got a couple local groups. We've got an incredible hula group, the Halau Hula Kapio Ke Anui Nui, which is this, I mean, we get to see them every year in the 4th of July parade and at other community events. It's so wonderful that they're such a part of our celebrations. And then we also have Marvel Road, the SOU Calypso Steel Band group, which are so fun and so high energy. And I'm really thrilled that they are back together and available.
I want to hear from one of the acts. La Doña plays at 3:45 on Sunday. Let's hear La Doña, Paloma No Vuelve Amar.
Doña Doñita,
some fun stuff. Where does La Doña come from?
She is based out of the Bay Area. She grew up in San Francisco, and man, she's an incredible up-and-coming artist. and activist and music educator. And if you speak Spanish, her lyrics are both powerful and also really funny. She's turning a lot of tropes from older Latinx music traditions a little bit on their head with her lyric writing.
Oh, that's fun. So taking the idioms and turning them into something else.
Yeah, or just like reframing it so it suits like the modern day sensibilities or like social movements. Mm-hmm. Yeah, super cool.
Two acts we haven't heard about yet, Dania and Seferine. And Seferine figures in more than one event, I notice.
Yeah, Seferine, oh my gosh, they're coming down from Portland. They are a quartet and they play music from Morocco, from Andalusia, from Persia. It's this real like intersectionality that occurs on the Mediterranean with music in general. And so they're there just representing this really incredible blend. And I had not known until I found them that there is Moroccan flamenco music, but there is, and they are performing it.
It sounds like it's been quite a journey of education for you putting this together in the years you've been doing it.
Always, yeah. I think that the discovery of the artists and finding that balance of what have we not had represented often, if ever, in the Rogue Valley here, and how can we get an artist like that here? And then who are the amazing local artists that we have? Because we always have new people coming to town too, and you know, how can we be sure to include some local acts on the stage as well that balance it all out? It's incredible to just get to see what's out there in the world and find a way to bring it here.
I see Seferine is also part of your Lone Monday event, the musician talk back at the Green mm-hmm. Show stage at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival.
Yeah, so they, of course, are going to be talking about the music that they're playing, the cultural context, but they also are very interested in speaking a bit more towards the impact of climate change on music and on the genres that they represent specifically. So I'm really excited to see their presentation. And this is our first time collaborating with OSF using that space. So it's like the toe dip in. I'm looking forward to doing a bigger series of musician talkbacks on that stage for next year. So, yeah.
And so how do people get into all the events of the Rogue World Music Festival, Anna?
They show up. It's free. There are no tickets. Come and walk onto the grass and look at the stage.
Bring
the lawn chair.
How can you do this? How can you afford to bring all these people in and not charge anybody to watch them?
Well, we do a lot of fundraising through sponsorships and through grant writing. And we have received support from Ashland Parks and Recreation Commission as well each year. They allocate a bit of their budget to support what we do. And yeah, it's all done with a mighty team of two at Rogue World Music as well. With
hey, you're one of the two, right?
Yeah.
So who's the other person?
Yeah. Sophia Blanton, who is just such an incredible team member, and we're so thrilled that we get her expertise. She's helped found a number of music festivals around the world.
Do you have an army of volunteers as well?
Actually, that is one of the most incredible things about partnering with Ashland Parks and Recreation. They do a lot of our volunteer coordinating for us and bring that army together.
Wow, that helps a lot. Lonnie, Flora, how big a task is that to pull that crew together?
Well, that's actually our volunteer events manager's duty, and we work together on it. And, you know, the community support of it. From my end, you know, I don't think it's anything monstrous, you know, to take on. People are very happy and willing to come and work and participate in it. You know, we enjoy working with them every year and, you know, the different things that they help out with and, you know, just okay. Really establishing that community there. It's pretty awesome.
Rogue World Music Festival, May 24th through 27th through the weekend. Lonnie Flora from Ashland Parks and Rec, thank you. Anna Byers, the Executive Director, thank you.